Hi, I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, bringing you the tip of the month. This month's tip? Be a user. Most salespeople spend considerable time making connections, networking, and collecting friends, both in person and online. Today's tip is about how to make the most of those contacts, how to use them. Before we get down to it, let's just get comfortable with the term use. It has developed a nasty connotation, but here's how Webster's defines it. To use is to deploy something as a means of accomplishing a purpose or a result. I don't feel icky when my friends or network use me to make a connection, to land a client, or to solve a problem. I feel influential or handy, the way aspirin is useful for relieving headaches. Your contacts feel the same way. Notice how when you thank someone for having been useful to you, they respond that they are happy that they could help. They're happy to have been used. How about that? You know, there's a song by the late Bill Withers entitled "Use Me." It's a romantic song about a guy whose relations keep trying to get him to leave his old lady because they feel like he's being used. Bill, in so many words, responds as follows. He's like, "Look, chill out, folks. I'm well aware of what's going on here. And I'm quite content because me and my old lady are using each other." So as long as you allow yourself to be used from time to time, it's okay to deploy your resources, your contacts, for the purpose of accomplishing something important to you, like building your book of business. But you have to know how to use people in a way that's enjoyable for them as well. You could give your contacts money for your use of them. Receiving money is enjoyable, and if that's what they need, try to find a way to do so. But most of your contacts don't need your money. They need the rush of using the power and influence that they've accumulated. They enjoy having the ability to pick winners and losers. The late, great Vernon Jordan's power and influence grew each time someone he recommended performed well. So the best way to use contacts is to make them look good for having introduced or referred you. When you're asking for a referral, sell yourself. Let your contact know that you're going to knock it out of the park and help them grow their circle of influence. Say something like, "Hi, I'm pitching for the Wentworth account, and I understand that you know Mr. Wentworth personally." Your contact's ears are focused on your every word at this point, waiting to hear why they should go to bat for you. But don't feel pressure. Because if you're asking for the opportunity, it probably is, and certainly should be, one that you've been working toward for quite some time. So your next sentence should be, "I delighted when I saw the opportunity posted because I've been working toward this project for years. Here's what I've accomplished." And then you'd fill in the blank. Then you end that pitch with, "Am I someone you think Mr. Wentworth would want you to make him aware of?" Trust me, you're getting the introduction if you pitch it that way. And it's going to be such a strong recommendation that you'd really have to bomb to mess it up. I'd like to stop and make another sales point here, aside from how to use contacts. Notice that I pitch attributes when engaging with a contact, with a friend. You do that when you're asking for a favor, but you don't do that when you pitch with the prospect, in this case, the mythical Mr. Wentworth. Why? Because he already has your resume. Now, he needs to see that you understand and can solve his problem. That requires a sales conversation so that both you and Mr. Wentworth can get a deeper understanding of the problem. He'll get a better understanding of the problem as he's talking it through with you. And you will as well. So, be a user with your contacts. let them know exactly how they are going to look good by going to bat for you. I'm Siobhan, your sales how-to gal, and I'll be back soon with a little bit of advice on how to make the most out of the virtual conferences you'll likely be attending this summer. Until then.